Executives at Moderna are calling on investors to wait for more data amid a sharp sell-off in the stock today. It was down as much as 10%, so it's come off that low, but still sharply lower. And that's after some early data showed its mRNA-based flu vaccine was no better than already approved shots on the market. Meantime, New York State is reimposing a mask mandate in all indoor public places. Joining us now to break it all down is Dr. Stella Saffo, a New York City-based HIV primary care physician. Doctor, good to see you again. You know, we talk about COVID all the time. Some of us forget we're in the middle of flu season as well. Can you put this data we got from Moderna in perspective for us today?
Sure. So every year with the flu, what we try to do is get vaccines that are going to cover as many people as possible from getting very sick from the flu. And every year it is a little bit of guesswork to anticipate which kind of variants of the flu we're going to see. And so what we're seeing this year is just the kind of usual approximations that, you know, we tend to do to be able to get the most effective flu vaccines out there. And it just seems like the ones that we have are the best bet. Moderna, I think, had hoped to have one that was that provided a bit more coverage, but that doesn't seem to be the case so far.
And doctor, I want to ask you quickly about this new mandate that's come into effect in New York, where in indoor public spaces, the governor is saying, put a mask on. How effective do you think this is? And do you think other states should also be following similar moves?
Absolutely. I think other states should be following similar moves. I think it's beyond time for the federal government to call for mask mandates. And the reason is because in many areas, we have less than 50% of individuals that are vaccinated. Here in New York, we have, you know, over 60%, 70% in parts of the city, but that isn't where we need to be. And so what's going to happen is we're just going to keep recycling COVID, especially among those who are not vaccinated. What this mask mandate says essentially is that we know COVID is in our neighborhood. We know that in the winter months, more of us will be inside. Let's do everything we can to keep each other safe. One of those things is to make sure you get vaccinated and boosted. And the other is to use measures, risk mitigation measures that we know work. And honestly, masking is one of the easiest things we can do to keep each other safe. And so this mandate absolutely makes sense.
You know, I've been reading some articles about vaccine makers tweaking those vaccines for the Omicron variant. But at the end of the day, should they be chasing those variants? Should we not know that, you know, what's out on the market now is going to be able to fight off anything that we see regarding COVID? Because I think if you start tinkering every time you have a variant, it can get very confusing for people and may add to folks needing to get many more shots.
Yeah, it's definitely, it feels confusing, but I always try to remind my patients and others that we are dealing with a pandemic that we've never seen. And so we're getting information in real time. A lot of the conversation about Omicron specific boosters really started about 2 weeks ago when Omicron first came onto the scene. And there was this question of, will it escape our current vaccination protection? And at that time, we didn't have a lot of information to say yes or no. At this point, 2 weeks later, looking at data coming out of South Africa, which has done a superb job of sharing and transparently telling us what's happening so we can make the changes we need to make, it looks like Omicron will still be covered by vaccinations, especially if you've been vaccinated three times. And so it is a different, it's a slightly different conversation that we're having now. And I don't want people to hear the kind of speculation as saying that, you know, all healthcare workers are saying that we're going to need more doses. That isn't what we're saying yet. We're just saying that there may come a time where COVID might escape our vaccines. Will we be ready if that happens? And Omicron is kind of a test case for that. And it looks like, yes, we could make more specific vaccination boosters for a disease like Omicron, but we don't have to at this point because it seems like what we have should cover us.
Doctor, I want to ask you, Pfizer says that a fourth dose may be necessary. Initially, they had said that might come 12 months after your initial dose. Now they're bringing forward that timeline, perhaps. And I just want to switch gears a little bit and ask you, what sort of long-term psychological toll is this taking? Because people are so frustrated. And I actually came across a very interesting, you know, slightly disturbing statistic from JAMA, which says suicide rates among children and teenagers have gone up exponentially over the period of the pandemic, 47% in 5 to 8 year olds, 182% in 9 to 12 year olds. How much of a toll is this taking on all of us?
I mean, there aren't words to describe it. It feels like we are in a nightmare that will not end. We do know how we can end it. One of the ways is to go back to all of our risk mitigation strategies, and to vax the world. And people, you know, when we say that, it sounds like we're saying it flippantly, but it's a real thing. The more we can get everyone vaccinated, the more we can all decide to do the things that keep us safe. COVID will stop to spread in our communities quite as much as it is. But what is happening, and the reason why this nightmare won't end, is that we keep having these piecemeal solutions. Great, we have the vaccine, but only 60% of folks have taken it. That 40%, we still have diseases being spread rapidly. You know, great, we have masks. We know that masks work, but we don't use mask mandates where we could. And so you're absolutely right to kind of point to this feeling that we may be in this for a very long time. I would caution anyone from taking Pfizer's news that we need a fourth dose as the Bible, because we don't know that right now. We just don't have enough information. And so what we need to do is to just keep collecting the data and keep responding to the data as we go forward. It seems like three doses should be enough. The goal now has to be vaccinating the rest of the world. Otherwise, again, we will be in this, you know, longer than we need to be.
In terms of vaccinating, you know, those who aren't yet, what do you make of news about this antiviral cocktail from AstraZeneca that got emergency use authorization yesterday? In fact, we had one of the executives from AstraZeneca on, and this is supposed to be for folks who maybe couldn't get the vaccine because they're immunocompromised. Do you think that if we were able to roll out a drug like that more widely, to encompass even those who are not immunocompromised, that more people may agree to sign on and get protection, even if that protection is not in the form of a vaccine?
It's a very hard thing to understand. One of the things in some of the studies that I've looked at for what people are resisting the vaccines for is they're saying, we don't know what's in the vaccines. We don't know what chemicals are in them. And we've never seen these vaccines before. And it feels totally new. The same can be said of AstraZeneca's cocktail. And so it's important to kind of think about, if someone's resisting because they don't know what's in the vaccine, will they want this other medication therapy? So the uptake is still a question. I will also say that it's important to acknowledge just how much structural barriers we continue to have. There are parts of this country right now where you cannot get tested and get results faster than in 5 days. And so there shouldn't be an over-reliance on this belief that for many of these pharmaceutical companies that we'll be able to get access to some of these newest therapies that are going to cost a ton of money, that are going to be hard to access. We saw the same thing for monoclonal antibodies. Yes, they work. It's hard to access them. And so the thing that we know we have access to that works, that prevents you from getting sick, are vaccines. And this is why we're going back to saying vaccines are really going to be your best bet.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Dr. Stella Saffo, thanks so much for being with us, and have a good weekend.